Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
Some news regarding your favorite flag of the city of Milwaukee, the people's flag, of course. Can I just give you a spoiler on it? I'm just going to play one. This will let you know how it went. You want to know what that is?
I think I know. Is the can been kicked down the road?
Yes, the can has been kicked.
Bureaucracy, legislation, red tape.
I'm so bored.
Doesn't anything fun happen here?
When you work for the local government, doing the bare minimum is doing your part.
It's time to take another visit to City Hall.
Okay, so Tuesday was to be the day the council would potentially pass the people's flag as the new official flag of the city. Of course, the blue and yellow flag with the circle in the middle. It's the sun rising over the lake. A lot of people call it the people's flag. A lot of people call it the Milwaukee flag because that's what they think it is.
Potentially pass or not.
Yeah, right.
Or say no.
Yeah,
we don't want
no,
this.
Yeah. Alderman Burgless says the flag is for the people. He's the one pushing this.
I think Milwaukee can benefit from having a unifying symbol that represents all of Milwaukee that everyone can use and adapt for their own needs.
Well, see, that's the debate. We fundamentally disagree. We believe it's people. We don't.
Uh-oh. Alderman Stamper, not going for it.
The flag is coined the people's flag, but honestly, which people? Who people? Not mine. So how can we coin it the people's flag?
So Stamper doesn't like it. He doesn't think the process of creating this flag was inclusive enough to reach out to every aspect of the city. He doesn't like it. Neither does Alderman Bauman, who disliked the grassroots efforts that were made to actually create this flag.
The process was very self-selected. It wasn't even initiated by the city. It was initiated by private individuals who took it upon themselves to decide that the city needed a new flag. They solicited quite on their own, entirely through private channels, very self-selected channels, to conduct a design competition.
That's funny, a little bit, though.
Oh,
like,
how dare they? The people who live here come up with a suggestion for you all
something
on high at City Hall. How
amazing,
dare they?
Amazing. So Alderman Spiker's like, enough.
I think we're making ourselves look rather foolish here talking about it this much, but because the overwhelming impression I get in my district is just move on, folks. Like, talk about something important.
Okay. Alderman Zamarripa, she says it's time to move on with this as well.
I feel that it's been referencing going back to a process that would cost some amount, and I feel like the constituents have already told us they don't want to spend any more time and resources on this.
So we vote on just
okay.
Because we want to
hold
vote.
Hold on, Alderman Chambers. Are you done?
Thank you, Mr.
Okay,
Mayor.
Alderman Chambers?
So we just vote on stuff because we're tired of voting on stuff? Like, what? Where does that do that? Why are we elected then if we do that?
So it went on.
It's like off the rails now.
So they tried to send it back to committee, and they failed. 8-7. So
good.
They couldn't send it back to committee because Bauman said, let's actually create a process. And they've said that before. So that failed. So now you had to vote on it, and it was likely going to come down 8-7, which some aldermen were frustrated by because they say that's too divisive when it should be 15-0 that everyone wants to enact this new flag. Then Alderman Coggs asked a very important question. What about the fiscal note?
Is there a fiscal note, and why is it not attached?
Do we have an answer to that? LRB or?
If there's a fiscal impact in the legislation, it should be a fiscal note attached prior to us voting.
Correct.
Yeah, so because there's no fiscal note, they decided, well, let's just vote to keep it in council. And you only need 3 yeses for that. So that's what's happened. Now they'll keep it in council at least until October. Who knows if they'll take it up in October, but that is where it is scheduled to go now. So nothing changes.
Look, I'm on record as saying I like the flag. I think it'd be a great city flag. That's fine. Disagree. Vote no, and then let's be done. And we keep the old flag. But like this, right, continuing process.
Yep. And that's what we do. That's what we do. And I think that's what some of the aldermen were admitting was kind of annoying to hear about. But here,
kick it again. You got it one more time?
Oh, we can hear. Yeah, you can kick it again. There you go.